Welcome to Word of the Bay podcast. My name is Kyle.
My name is Nick.
And joining us today, if you're a fan of Word of the Bay, you know who this guy is because he's been on the show a couple of times. If you're a fan of the Toby David show, you might know him as an intern there. Although, did you ever talk on the microphone?
A couple times.
Really?
A couple times, yeah. Oh,
shit. I'll say that shit every day.
Dude.
He used to write articles for us back in the day on wordofthebay.com, the now defunct wordofthebay.com.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. You used to do a blog.
Probably
you
my
do
fault.
You still do a blog?
No, I haven't blogged. Actually, I haven't blogged since that Rays article.
Ooh.
I want a doozy to leave off on, though.
Chris Davis, welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Give me a
it's
glass.
An
give me,
honor.
Give me a glass clink.
A little cheers.
Yeah.
A little cheers. I haven't seen you guys in a while.
It's been a while. You're going to be at a... I just found out not 10 minutes ago you're going to be at Nick's wedding.
That's right.
So. Yes.
Dude, cheers to Nick. He's getting married.
Cheers on Nick.
Married and shit. That's
now it's
cool.
On the internet for everyone to hear. Give me yours. Yeah.
Next time we do a podcast, I'll have a Mrs. Engelhard.
Mm.
Ooh.
Or are you going to be Mr.
No,
Levine?
No, I'm not taking your life.
Do it.
Do
Buck
it.
The trend.
Up the chain.
Although, I think that kind of immediately makes me like partial doctor, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right into, boom, like, congratulations, you're in med school, right?
Why?
I think that's
why?
How it works.
Wait. Why no, does that, why do you say that,
works.
Nick?
That's how, we'll see, yeah, just how it's how it works. I don't ask the questions.
Why do you say that? I'm curious to say, as to why you would say such a thing.
I don't know.
Just you have a feeling?
I have a feeling.
You got a hunch?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
You brought me there.
Derek Chappell wants to know if he's invited.
Yeah, come show up for the ceremony. Have
yeah,
at it.
Show up, son. Fly on down from Memphis. Get on in there. Get up.
If
on
you fly
there.
from Memphis, I'll give you a piece. We'll give you some steak. Absolutely.
Wait, this dude's in Memphis.
Oh yeah,
Derek Chappell is. Yeah.
Yes,
good
he's,
friend.
He's listening to us.
Listen to us in Memphis.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Look at that tin can right there next to that Campbell's tin can. That string goes all the way to Memphis.
Goes all the way to the
what?
Internet. So Anthony wants a live report on who won the indoor baseball game. I have no idea. I got too drunk to.
Jonathan definitely won.
Jonathan threw a no hitter.
He threw a no hitter in the first game. Although he threw a no hitter with 5 walks.
Look, I Brett Favre'd him, so I gave him the last swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Well, how did that work exactly? What were the rules there? What was first base,
I have no idea.
Everything was a ghost. Basically, if you hit it really hard, it was a double. If you hit it really, really hard upstairs, it was a home run.
Oh, upstairs, a home run. I like
if
that.
If you just hit it forward, it was a single. So it was ghost runner. So your turn was you succeeded in getting a hit.
Okay.
So I wasn't nearly as good as a pitcher, although I had the prettier pitches, I think.
It's
on Facebook.
You had a sexy split finger fastball.
You should put that on
or
Twitter.
Cut fastball.
We should put that on Twitter.
Dude, you got a Twitter. You got to put it on Twitter.
No, I don't know how to do that.
I watched that pitch easily 15, 20 times over and over.
Those little super balls. Those like
I'll extra, see if I can't
extra,
get it up on Vine. I'll get
extra,
it up on
like,
Vine.
Extra like wiffle balls? Yeah, those are fun.
Okay. That is a fun thing.
But wait, question though, was that pitch by far the best pitch of the night, or was everybody able?
That's the only pitch anybody paid attention to.
That's the only and the only one ever recorded either.
Yeah,
so
okay,
saw it multiple
but,
times.
It was nasty.
But we had an umpire for some reason. The umpire was behind the pitcher.
An umpire and a catcher.
Yeah, but as long as it hit the pillow,
the
know?
Catching was fun because like I could just as long as it hits the pillow, it's like
yeah, that's where you're basically. I'm calling for it right here. Boom! Look. Hit it where I called for it.
Okay, let's get off this topic that nobody listening is
whatever.
With.
It's the most fun thing ever.
You don't relate to this?
Great, yeah. The fucking pickup wiffle ball game you played in the house.
My fantasy football teams too. Yeah.
Like. Yeah. Okay. Let's get right into it, guys. Fantasy. How are our fantasy football teams
in detail? How
Nick is dominating.
Lord.
Well, Nick and I came back on Sunday. I don't know what you were doing Sunday. I guess apparently you went to the game, right?
I went to the Bucks game. Yeah. That was an experience.
How was that for you?
Was it a good experience or a bad experience?
Infuriating.
Oh,
it was infuriating.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was a good game. The last Bucks game I went to was that Titans game where it wasn't very fun. So this was better, I guess.
Oh, the infamous Titans
must
game.
Better. Mm-hmm. That had to have been much better than the Titans game.
I just found out a little personal statistic that I have.
Okay.
So my girlfriend and I have been together over 3 years. We've been to exactly 8 Bucks home games since 2012.
Right.
We have a record of 0-8.
Oh, Lord.
0-8.
Looks like you guys aren't allowed to go anywhere anymore.
Now that I think about it, when's the last time I saw a win at Raymond James Stadium?
It was you and me with Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Wasn't
it? Like Josh Freeman.
Yeah.
Leading us back in the last
Cleveland.
couple... Cleveland, the opening game against
opening
Cleveland.
Against Cleveland.
Against Josh McCown.
2010. Yep.
No, was it? No, it wasn't Josh McCown, was it? Who the fuck was
No, it was Anderson, wasn't it?
Derek Anderson. Was it Derek Anderson? Or was he on the Panthers at that point? I don't fucking know.
It's like 2011, 2012.
Yeah, sometime around there. We cooked hot dogs on a little personal grill.
That was the most fun thing. You're like, you want to go? Shit, yeah. We got to hurry up, though. Go buy this. And it was...
Oh, that was Mike Williams' first year.
Might have been.
Right?
No, yeah, we saw that we saw him catch his first touchdown in the
end zone. Yeah, he had some kind of amazing catch.
Yeah, remember he bobbled it, and then as he's going down, he caught it again, staying in bounds.
Yeah, Mike Williams.
Good old Mike Williams.
What's
Mike
he doing
Will
now?
Made it.
Enterprise
a lot of cocaine. Hopefully. I don't know. Good for him. Wherever you're at, Mike Williams, I salute you for being a
cheers
total
to Mike
cock.
Williams.
A total cock.
Oh, wait. So, genuine cheers. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day
happy
for everybody that happens to be listening to this on the 11th. But for everybody else.
Delayed happy.
This is recorded on Veterans Day. But yes, happy Veterans Day to all veterans. You motherfuckers are.
We should thank you every day. But
you do something that I am way too much of a pussy to do.
Yep.
So,
thank you for that.
Props to you.
Thank you for letting us do this crappy little podcast that everybody loves.
Yes. Made possible by Merck. Home of the free and the land of the brave. Son of a bitch.
All right, speaking of America.
Son of a bitch ass mother.
We have some multiple angles to approach. We have football and baseball. What do you guys want to start with?
I don't want to bury the lead at all. Let's get right into this fucking game. Baby.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
Who wants to fire Levy Smith in this room? Raise your hand.
Nobody.
Interesting.
Nobody wants to fire Levy Smith.
Nope. Why?
Makes a lot of sense.
Why?
You gotta at least wait till the season's over. Okay, who the fuck are you gonna replace him with? Who?
Man,
Number one.
I can't agree with you more right now.
Number two.
Dirk Koetter, go.
Jameis Winston is why you don't fire Lovie Smith.
Yes.
Yes. Nobody fucking seems to understand that. Okay. At the beginning of the season, or rather last season, everybody was shitting on Lovie because they were like, oh, Josh McCown in the offensive line. How dare you blow that off? Blah, 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 blah. And now that the offensive line and the quarterback is better, they're like, oh, well, that's not Lovie Smith's side of the ball. You know, that's all Dirk Koetter.
Dirk Koetter.
Go
like,
fuck yourself. Yeah. He's the head coach. Like, that's what, like.
He advised that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. I don't want Lovie Smith to leave because we finally have a good thing happening on offense where we see marked improvement in the offense, the offensive line, the quarterback, the running back position.
DeMar Dotson just got called back at IR, and he's not going to be replacing I can never pronounce his name. Our right tackle, Gossard Chairless.
Yep.
Yeah,
Goss. I think they call him.
But, what the fuck is he doing with our defense? Okay. What is going on?
See now, people
explain to me.
I will explain to you.
Okay.
Do you know that our defense, I mean, the Buccaneers tweeted this out, so this is obviously coming from the mouth of the horse, who are going to give you the best possible story, but we have the longest active streak of turnovers in the league right now at 15.
Mm-hmm.
15, right. 15 straight games with the turnover.
Oh, yes, yes.
How many times did our defense give our offense the ball in a position to increase the score and they didn't come up with it?
I'm comfortably saying at least two
That's
or three.
A fair
at least
fucking
two
point.
Or
well,
three.
The first play of the game was an interception.
Interception.
They had the ball at what yard line but, to start the game?
They had it
inside the 20.
It was first and goal, certainly, because the cannons went off.
First and goal, and we got a field goal.
Right. Right.
Started Connor
goal.
Barth.
There were numerous times where our defense put our offense in a position to score
That's
and
a
they
good
didn't
fucking point.
They didn't cash it in. I mean, Lovie Smith's defenses are built on taking the ball away to increase the league. Now say the offense, you know, if it's and buts, sure, but say the offense did score some of those points, it would have been a whole other game of the Giants playing catch up rather than us playing catch up the entire game.
That's very true. What is our do you know offhand what our red zone efficiency like ranking
I believe it's last. I think it's
we're
it's,
near
I
last.
I think it's last.
It's near
I don't
last.
Know
I'm
that,
not sure.
But I think it's pretty damn close if it's not damn last. I mean, yeah. I mean, our offense is actually – I feel like our offense has actually been doing an incredible job of getting the red zone.
Yeah.
But
we just can't get – we're great within the 20s.
Who do you blame for that? I mean, to me, that seems like if you have – Vincent Jackson and Austin Perry and Jenkins out. That's there you go right there. I mean, they're two of the biggest targets on the team. That's a lame thing to do, but yeah, essentially, I mean, they got a couple. They got a bunch of scout team wide receivers and Mike Evans.
Yeah. Humphreys is sitting, going out there getting 6-7 catches a game. Humphreys deserves to be nowhere near a football field.
Honestly, part of it, though, how many drops did Mike Evans have?
Oh, my Lord.
There's a GIF. There's a GIF of all his drops that was created literally an hour after the game ended.
Of course there is. There should be. He's a jerk.
Check it out. Shit, look at it right there. Oh, wait. No, is this it?
It was on Bucks Nation.
Good old Sander. Sander Philispie. Philispie? It's against Pittsburgh. Anyways. Yeah, he had a lot of huge drops. I mean, that again, like, how many times is...
There was one drop in particular where he would have had a touchdown, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Same with Doug Martin.
Two, for sure, first downer.
Doug Martin dropped a, for sure, first down. Could have been a touchdown. I mean,
yeah, I remember that.
He had a step or two on the guy and on a wheel route and just dropped the ball right through his hands.
Straight up dropped it.
Yeah, that was very disappointing.
There was a drop that Mike Evans had on third down in the red zone, dropped the ball, and then that's when Connor Barth had his missed field goal. His only missed field goal was right after that drop. Would have made it first and goal.
That's I don't know. That's unfortunate. He still had 150 yards. Great game. But like the guy, I think what it is the guy's essentially carrying the offense. I mean, he's the only wide receiver we have, and Jameis is throwing to him a shit ton. Granted, you have to make those catches, especially if you have a rookie quarterback. But that was very frustrating to watch. Yeah.
And a lot of those catches were like easy. Like, easy he made these catches. Really incredibly difficult.
He made the
catches.
Really hard ones in the tight windows.
Like, yeah. I guess it's just in his head at this point. Like, I don't know what's going on with that. Like, I guess I'm not that worried. I'm just kind of annoyed.
It's probably a little bit of a sophomore slump. Probably a little bit like, you know, when like something bad happens and you keep thinking about it and you think it compounds upon itself. I think maybe it's a little
bit
of
that
though?
Too. You know what, though? I got to be a little honest here. I'm worried about his attitude.
Really?
Yeah. Have you guys listened to him in interviews? There you go. There it is.
Yeah, here's a thanks to you can go to BuckNation.com and it's the article that says Mike Evans has more drop today than anybody else by Sander Philipsy.
If you hear his interview on this game, on this Giants game where he dropped six passes, he started making excuses about how his gloves were wet.
I've heard that.
Or
yeah.
Something that's weak.
I don't know.
That's weak as fuck.
At the same time, he's a competitor. You know, he's gonna.
I understand
that's
like that, but
bullshit excuse.
For me, if I drop six passes, I'm like, I sucked. That's not acceptable.
Yeah.
That's on me. I need to get better.
I'm gonna stay after practice and play with the jug machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The title of this article is Mike Evans had more drops than anyone in the past decade. The last person that had this many drops was Brandon Jacobs. He's a bulky running back who should never be in position to ever have to catch a ball to begin with. Mike Evans just tied him for most in the past decade of all games. How many games have been
supposed to be our best weapon?
Yeah. Great. Look at all those easy
balls. Easy that was balls a third down right there. That's a touchdown. That would have been
a
touchdown.
That was like a 40-yard pass.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if he's actually working on it. Instead, he had that good rookie year, and now he's like, fuck it.
And this isn't the first time. There's the Houston game.
Yeah. Does he have Michael Clayton syndrome?
At least he had 150 yards. Clayton would have this, like, six drops.
Yeah, Clayton wouldn't have had shit.
20
yeah.
yards.
He wouldn't have made a goddamn impact whatsoever.
All right, fair enough.
But he was a good blocker, though.
On Clayton's best day, is basically, this is Clayton's best day he could possibly have, 150 yards. Jesus Christ. I don't know. I think it's probably a little bit of a slump. I think the guy needs to get a little bit more. I think he needs to focus
and
kind of get his shit together.
Just a slump.
Yeah.
And if he made all these catches, how monster of a game would this have been?
200-plus yard game, at least a touchdown.
He would have put the team on his back, like, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think this is what separates the pros from the Joes. You know, this is what separates a college player from a professional, though. What I'm saying, well, you're absolutely right, Nick. I mean, what I'm saying is, like, if like the pros see this, as like, oh, I have a problem. I have to work harder to do something. Okay. Now, if he does that, if Mike Evans does that, then he'll grow as a player, grow as a person, and get past this. Like, remember when Tiki Barber had that fumbling problem? He fumbled all the time, and he changed the way he held the ball. He held it high and tight. And
AP?
And he kind of brought he came back stronger the next season. Now, if Mike Evans can do the same thing, if he can hit the jugs machine and go out there and show that he's willing to put the time in to fix this issue, then that makes him a pro. If he doesn't and it continues to happen this season, that's a major, major concern for
me. If it's all about how he responds. And, you know, maybe he makes his strength out of this. You know, maybe we're talking about this by the end of the season. Like, oh, yeah, I remember when that in the beginning, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But, you know, if it continues, it's going to be a thing that follows him. He's going to be known for this.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, when you watch this GIF, it kind of, in a way, it kind of shows you, for one, what could have been with this game. But for another, like, you know, honestly, are we that far away?
No. I mean, this was the first game this year that didn't make me angry. I wasn't angry after this
Oddly
loss.
Enough, it was. Really? I agree. No, I agree. Oddly enough, I'm like, you know, we tried.
I was like, it didn't make me angry. Like, it just made me very sad, a la the way I used to get after games where it's like, oh, we should have won it. I knew, like, even when we were down, I'm like, it's okay. I think we can come back.
This is two drives away. Yeah.
I knew it. The way our offense has been playing, I'm like, oh God, we can come back from this, like, for sure. And like, it was still disheartening, but like, when I knew the game was out of reach, you know, when the Giants started driving down and getting first downs, and I was like, fuck. I was just like, I wasn't angry at the defense. I wasn't angry at Lovie Smith. I wasn't angry at anybody. I was just sad. I was just like, oh, we should have won this game.
We could have buried so many opportunities. Even if we kicked a field goal, every opportunity we had a chance to, that's another, like, 9 points.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's not everything, but
if you were a Bucks fan and you went to this game, you were pissed.
I'm sure.
Dude.
It's like losing to the Yankees. Fucking bases loaded, ninth inning bases loaded.
A sea of blue. But I will say, though, that Winston scramble touchdown was one of my favorite Bucks moments in the last, like, 3 years.
Oh, my God. That was so cool.
Yeah.
Because that was third and goal from the 10-yard line. There's no way. We suck in the red zone. We're not going to make it. The Giants fans are getting loud. Like, honestly, they replay? Eliminated.
Yeah.
The Giants fans eliminated the home field advantage for sure. They were making noise. It was very loud. Everybody was standing. Winston gets the ball. Nobody's open. He runs and dives into the end zone like that. That's why I love this guy.
Have you watched this replay? Winston. Have you watched the replay yet?
I've watched the replay like 20 times.
The running back and the wide receiver blocking. And they're like, I'm going out for a pass. No, no, no. Here. I'm going out for a pass. That was why he scored.
Yeah.
He kept those two from pinching in. It was just absolutely amazing.
Stand by. You might hear some sound on this one.
Oh, good.
Ooh, some sound.
This is just a dive. Yeah, it's just a dive. Yeah, it's a... I was definitely like sitting up and just like screaming like, go, come on,
man.
Like it just made me, it's so many good feelings like in my heart.
Look at those Giants fans.
Yeah. Oh, it's half blue.
There was a ton of them. And you know what the worst part about all those Giants fans is that they likely have a Brooks or a Sapp jersey sitting in their closet somewhere, or an Allstott or a Brad Johnson jersey. Like, they, Super Bowl season, they were jerking us off hardcore. They love the
Go Bucks. I'm around here forever. Yeah, I'm from New York, but go Bucks. Yeah.
And granted, there's probably some
fuck those assholes.
There's probably some like legitimate like Bucks fans Giants fans in there. I'm sure there are, but. I don't know. That's just it goes to show how fair weather this area is.
It's the area.
Yeah.
People move here,
and they just yeah.
People move here because it's fucking nice in
they
November.
Don't want to let go of their allegiances, so that's all they do. Fucking great run. I'm still not a big fan of Jameis Winston personally.
Oh, come on.
Personally, I'm not a fan of Jameis Winston.
Boo.
But fuck, man, he's my quarterback.
Rookie of the year. Rookie of the year candidate going on right now.
We got to get into this now. Well, what do you have?
There you go. Sounds much better.
What do you have against Jameis Winston?
I think my own personal politics, without getting like too preachy, just my own personal politics are such that I am not a fan of his history. Regardless of if you think that he did it or he didn't do it, I think my personal politics dictate that I'm just not a fan of the way everything kind of shook out.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell me that's fine. He said, "Yeah, that, you know, cool, awesome. I don't want to argue with you. That's completely fine. And I'm not going to sit here and argue with you as to the outcome of the case. But I just think that my own personal politics dictate that I'm not a huge fan of the way that went." Thus, I'm not a huge fan of him personally. The crab legs thing, the fucking fucker ran the pussy thing, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. It's just that one thing. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. And
the whole rape thing.
Yeah, the whole rape thing. So
I feel you there. Yeah. I totally understand that. Yeah. I totally understand that. But at the same time,
I'm not a fan of the name on the back. I'm a fan of the fucking name on the helmet and the name on the center. That's who I'm a fan of.
I'm a fan of the name on the back.
Go Winston.
I can't deny it, man. He's fucking awesome.
He is awesome.
It finally feels like we have a franchise quarterback. I never quite felt that about Freeman. I did maybe the 10-6 season.
Yeah, with Morris.
Felt that with old Winston, but like, goddamn, the way he's just showing marked improvement week to week, and
he hasn't thrown a pick in 4 weeks.
He's completely like, you know what? Having Jameis on the team has made me realize is that how terrible of a leader Gerald McCoy is.
Oh yeah.
That's what it made me realize.
who is the leader of the Bucks right now?
Yeah,
of all players.
I mean, it's right now. It's I'd say it's Gerald McCoy slipping to Winston.
No, I think it's 100% Winston.
I think it's straight up Winston at this point.
It happened in the Atlanta game. After the Atlanta game, when Winston ran out in the when McCoy fucking had the when he was rolling his eyes and like looking all shitty during the coin toss of the
overtime.
Of the overtime. Which Grant, like I. A part of me understands why that happened. The fact that Lovie didn't, you know, Lovie ensured that, or went for it on the fourth down, you know, taking the ball out of the hands of his defense. But regardless, the way Winston ran, when he ran out into the field after the defense made the stop, ran out and went to hug Gerald McCoy, I was like, right there, I was like, oh, fuck, he's the leader. He's clearly the leader of the team. Like, that's just what he does.
I think he has everything you could ever want in a quarterback. Yeah. He works harder than anybody out there. I've heard
I
that
know,
he works
it's awesome.
as hard as Brady, as hard as all those guys.
I bet you Anthony's going nuts in the text thread because he hates Winston.
I think Anthony generally agrees with me. I mean, and I think that's how most Bucks fans in my camp feel. It's like, you know what? It's like that's
isn't that convenient.
But do you think he's guilty? Do you think he's guilty of that? Is that what it is?
No, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think that the way that, like, I don't want to get into it, but like the way, like when you look back at like the case and like, okay, you know, Florida State fans are going to say, well, you didn't read the entire police report. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. Fine. I get that. I know. I understand. You know, when you look back at the fact that they never really interviewed them. They never tried to get the cell phone footage. They never, There's a couple of things.
It was questionable.
Right. And look, I understand FSU. I understand everybody. Look, I understand that he's guilty and there's a police report and everybody. Absolutely. It's my whole personal politics. Yeah, Anthony says in the chat, it was a little brushed aside is what it felt like.
I'd agree with that.
Especially since like some of the people in the declaration from the like Tallahassee board of they're like the guy behind is like high fiving and laughing like
right
all right asshole
I'll give like, you like a perfect example
right now
would be Warren Sapp was a piece
there
of
you
shit
go.
he was a complete piece of shit
complete
asshole motherfucker
piece of shit
yeah. Everything he did before and after his tenure with the Bucks was just
questionable
as a Bucks fan. Do you care?
As a Bucks fan, I'm a fan of the team. When he makes a sack, I'm going to cheer for him. When Jameis Winston made that touchdown, I cheered for him. I mean,
I bet you they love him in Miami.
Yeah.
You're not best friends with the guy.
Yeah, and I'm not comparing Winston to Sapp. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just saying that's another example that I can show where you know, it's another guy of questionable background. And, you know, I still supported the team.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about Winston. I mean, I love what he's doing on the field. I love everything that's happening on the field.
Except for that two-point conversion, that pass was really high.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I think he had the chance to catch
it. What if he's innocent? What if he's innocent?
It's a 50-50 chance. I mean,
it really is.
I've had long conversations with some very, very good people that have feel that he's 100% innocent. And you know, they make very great points. They make good, honest points. And I was like, yeah, you know what? He could very well be innocent. But me personally, I think for me, it's a bigger thing. It's a bigger issue. I'm a little bit more progressive. I'm a little bit more liberal. I think there's a whole rape culture in America. Without getting my personal politics,
obviously, especially with NFL.
Oh,
players.
Shit, yeah.
Kyle, I forgot my violin.
Yeah. Oh, what am I going to get offended on now? I just think that a part of me will always kind of hold that in my head when I look at him, and it's like, you know,
do you think Ravens fans do the same thing with Ray Lewis? Do you think Buffalo fans do the same thing with O.J. Simpson? Like, O.J. Simpson actually killed a fucking person.
Buffalo fans, dude, that fucking
Greg Hardy.
Oh my god, that American Crime story that's coming out on FX soon, with where they're gonna go through the whole O.J. Simpson case. I can't wait.
Who's the defense lawyer again? Who's some famous person they put into a mask? Who's the famous person?
Say it again.
On that show that Kyle's talking about,
American Crime Story.
Yeah, who's the?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, dude, Cuba Gooding Jr. is going to be O.J. Simpson.
Oh, lovely.
No fucking way. Are you serious?
Yeah. Malcolm Jamal Warner is going to be Al Crowlings. Fucking David Schwimmer is going to be Robert Kardashian. It's going to be great.
Come on. David Schwimmer. That's who I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go, baby. I'm so excited.
This is going to be spectacular.
But I mean, getting back on topic, I mean, it's always gonna kind of hang in my mind. Grant, I love what he's doing on the field. I can't deny that as a Bucks fan. I can't sit back and pretend, well, fuck him, you know,
fuck him.
No,
a lot of people are like that.
I'm a Bucks fan. I can't help it. I've loved this team for years in my life, and I can't fucking help but love what he's doing on the field. It's ingrained in who I am.
Can I give you a little stance, my personal stance, and why I'm such a Winston homer? I am a fan of Winston, the football player. And because I don't, because you really, nobody can sit there and say they know what happened. And I understand if you're frustrated. You can't possibly say you know what happened. He really might be totally innocent. You have no idea. So I'm a fan of Winston as a player. If anything ever comes out, where all of a sudden, oh shit,
the smoking gun
looks like Winston was guilty.
Like what happened with Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy.
The pictures
then,
of her laying
honestly,
on a futon of
then I don't care if Winston's winning a Super Bowl. I'd be like, fuck the guy, cut him.
Right. Okay.
If it came out that for sure he did do it, I'd be like, fuck him.
Fair enough.
But you don't know. No, you don't know.
That's a good way of looking
I'm
at
a
it.
I'm a fan of him as a football player.
You're right. If that alleged video if the video that comes out that somebody was taken, if that comes out and you see, oh my god, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, to me, what I think, and I hope I'm not like upsetting people, but like I think what happened was like something went down where the
I know where you're going.
Where that person regretted it later. When she sobered up, she definitely regretted it and was like, oh,
I'll take it a step further. Maybe he was a little forceful.
Perhaps.
Not to like necessarily a rape.
I think that maybe it was. We're getting really
into it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I really don't know.
Yeah,
that's the point.
Neither do I. And my personal politics dictate that there's just something that I don't like about the entire thing, and that I don't, that there's just
something
I'll always hold that in my head
here
when I watch him. Yeah, there's some fuckery afoot is my opinion.
something's pretty fucky going on here.
So I'll always hold that in my head when it comes to watching him. And if you feel he's innocent, fuck yeah, man. Awesome. I'm not going to argue with you about it. Like, you know, good for you, man.
Any quick tidbits on Greg Hardy?
I was about to say, fucking bloody stick.
Fuck him.
Anthony just posted, Jerry Jones is evil and nobody seems to give a shit.
I would suck 20 bloody dicks in an alleyway just to get AIDS and fuck Greg Hardy.
Wow.
I can't top that one.
I stole that from Lucy K. I can't take credit for that.
Dude, yeah. No, that's a good point, though, Anthony. Jerry Jones. Nobody's talking about Jerry Jones. What the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
He's
just paying for this to go away. Like, no. They're like, are you sure he's not in this building? Yes.
Did you hear his bullshit statement? He's like, we don't condone sexual violence. Obviously, you do. You're keeping the guy.
The guy's playing for your team. The pictures come out. He's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. We knew about that.
We told him not to do it, buddy.
Hey. The Bucks tried to sign him.
Oh, God, you're right. And
the
so
Bucks
many people
tried to
so
sign him.
Many people were pissed off that we didn't get him. Oh, yeah, dude, that guy is like, you know, if he would have came back to the league and played nice like Michael Vick did and just like, you know what, I'm a changed man.
Yeah,
you know, it's all.
Yeah, if he was contrite.
Yeah, if he was contrite about it, he's like, you know what? I learned from my mistakes. I learned from the past. Nope. Everything's cool. Like, no, I don't want to talk about that. I'm a follower of God. Or a follower of God. Whatever the fuck you want
to
say.
Like, yeah, whatever you have to. Yeah.
I think it would have been a little bit better for him when the pictures came out. It would have been a tiny bit better. But because he's been such a complete fucking
arrogant
dickhead.
About it.
Yeah. Dickhead.
What a piece of shit.
I'm coming out guns a-blazing.
Oh, I fucked Giselle. Whatever.
God, fucking dick.
Damn. What a... Oh, Jesus. So, getting back finally to the football. to Lovie Smith. I had it out with a good friend of mine on Twitter, Kyle Marks, who we've tried to have on the podcast a few times. He's basically in the camp of, like, you know, he's pissed off that Lovie's going to at least be here another year because of just the Glazers and everything. And I argue with him. I'm like, okay, like, what was everybody's expectation for this year?
What'd you want?
And a lot of people are telling me 10 losses. And I'm like, did you think that you were going to have 10 pretty losses? Did you think that these were going to be picture-perfect losses where, oh, no, we just lost barely?
How did you envision this to go?
How did you think this was going to go? We're going to have... Yeah. There's going to be losses where we're going to look fucking terrible.
What do you think our record's going to be?
I honestly think 6-10 is not out of the realm of possibility.
I would
be happy with that.
6-10, maybe even 7-9.
If we pulled out
6-10,
I would say Lovie Smith. I get the vote to stay, keep him back on.
Yeah, I think it's very possible.
Like, as a rookie, to do that,
I don't even think 8-8 is out of the realm of possibility.
After this, we travel to Atlanta and
I think we can go
Philadelphia.
I think we can go 11-5.
I think we
can
beat Philadelphia.
Win the division.
Super Bowl.
So we got Cowboys next. That's a winnable game. I'm not going to say we're going to win that. It's a winnable game.
Okay, so at Philly.
Eagles, that's going to be tough to win. That'll probably be a loss.
Cowboys winnable. Colts winnable.
Colts
they're not going to have
without
luck.
Without Andrew Luck. That's definitely
Falcons,
winnable.
We beat them on the road. Saints, we beat them on the road.
I'm not worried about the
Bears.
Division. I'm not worried about the division games. I think we play them hard.
Panthers are going to be benching all their starters by that time.
Yeah, really. They're going to be
so. There's a win. A there's a probable win. Win.
Yeah.
There's like easily. I'm like, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I see 6 very winnable games.
Yeah. Look, I hear the complaints.
So, what do you think we go 9-7?
That's like a best case.
Wouldn't that
scenario.
Be insane?
Best like absolute. Best
I'll
case
drive
scenario.
To $1. To be like, all right, I'm getting on my knees. Come send Lovie out. We have a winning record. I'll deal it.
I think people are being a little bit silly with the whole fire Lovie Smith thing. I mean, I think I might have gotten on this podcast before and said something akin to that, but I'm going to back off of it even after.
All right, random question:
sure.
If Lovie Smith goes 8-8 next year,
then you got to. I think then you got to really question.
Yeah,
what the fuck, because Kyle brought up a great point to me. Most coaches turn it around year two. Year two is when they fucking start. Bill Belichick won a fucking Super Bowl year two of his team, and I think when he started with the Patriots, I think they might have had.
Arguably, that guy's going down as the best coach of all time.
Sure, but I mean he also nobody ever talks about his time with the fucking Browns.
Where he was terrible.
He was terrible.
Or Tom Coughlin's time with Jaguars when he was great.
Yeah, I mean. Most coaches will turn it around. I mean, they were New England in 2000 was 5-11. The next year they're 11-5 and they win the Super Bowl under Bill Belichick.
Look at that Super Bowl, yeah. Super Bowl.
Most coaches turn it around year two.
What a spoiled bunch of fucking assholes! Look at all those wins.
There's a few that don't. There's a few. I think that some of the examples I got were like Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson had two losing seasons, then turns it around. You know, so there's still I still think that because of the improvements that you have seen on the team, you got to like him or love him or hate him, you got to kind of stick with Lovie Smith just to kind of keep the consistency around young Jameis.
I think as long as we see marked improvement from the offensive side as we go, like you could, at one point in time, we all called this hodgepodge offensive line. And now it's...
I think it's pretty damn respectable.
Yeah, now we're applauding George Warhop because, oh my God, the offensive line's been amazing.
I know. It's just...
So question, for our first round draft pick, what are you guys targeting? What position?
Definitely got to go secondary. Somewhere in the secondary.
Dude, defensive end. We need to get after the quarterback.
We need a cornerback and a defensive end. One of those two.
I'd say if we can find a top corner, I'd go top corner. Because you need somebody to guard somebody long enough for them to get to the quarterback.
I mean, it depends.
I understand you want to get to the quarterback, but I don't know. I feel like we have a very bright star in Kwon Alexander.
I'd agree with that. I think our linebackers are fine, actually.
Levante David's not as good. If we could ship him off for name value, we could get some nice value return.
Levante David? Yeah. That's not going to happen. Nah. His contract's too big.
Yeah.
I think we made a mistake signing him.
If we can convince Oakland he needs to be there.
Go ahead.
Sorry, who is this guy? Who are you looking up here?
This is who Anthony suggested.
Okay.
Vernon Hargraves III. From the University of Florida. Gators.
Born in Tampa. Tampa guy.
Da, 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 da. Go. Fucking Cats. Gators. Stupid. And they hate him. Y'all bitches lost to Clemson. Fucking.
Clemson was ranked number one. Whatever. Fuck off. You guys barely.
Gators beat Vanderbilt.
You barely beat Vanderbilt. Anthony, shut up. I know you're saying something. Shut up.
One fucking week I watch college football.
Because there's nothing on. We couldn't talk to shit. Lightning game sucked.
Who has a better record, Nick?
Yeah, who has a better record? Who has a better record? Don't throw things at me.
I think I paused the podcast.
No, you didn't.
I'm pretty sure I did.
No, you did not. See,
I did. Nobody heard any of that.
Vernon Hargraves, yeah, sure, whatever. Draft defensive end. You're gonna get a guy.
Well, so, Vernon Hargraves, is he defensive end?
I don't know. Anthony tells. No, he's a cornerback, right?
He's cornerback,
right?
I'd be cool with that.
I don't know.
He looks pretty cool.
He goes to the stupid
defensive
FU.
Back. Yeah, DB.
He goes That's to, UF to goes, you, sir.
He goes to FU.
Oh, UF. Oh.
Eat a dick, Nick. You had work done in Derek Brooks.
And you have Winston.
Yeah. Yeah, Winston. Winston, you got maybe the greatest quarterback the Bucks have ever seen.
Yeah. And Testaverde went to... No, Testaverde.
Ooh, guys. Okay, Derek Shorpel brings up a great... So did you hear about the L.A. County or the L.A. judge that ruled that FanDuel and DraftKings were betting? That it's not a skill sport. It turns out it's betting.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, everybody knew that.
I was like, it blew my fucking mind that
like we had to take this to court.
Or like NFL brought to you by DraftKings. Like, that's betting, sir. Oh, no, it's a skill game because, you see, we picked the player.
And then
we
give them money and they give you bigger amounts of money.
Here's the thing. How is DraftKings or fucking, what's the other one? DraftKings and
FanDuel.
How are they different than going to the dog track and picking like a quinella?
Well, there's no physical FanDuel place.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you.
If you could pick what dogs you think are going to finish first, second, and third, you're essentially picking what players you think are going to do the best. That's betting. Are you
it's
fucking
betting.
Crazy?
But should it be outlawed?
No, absolutely not.
And Texas Open Boulder should be fine.
Not this season. I'm doing well.
Yeah, do whatever the fuck you
want
to do.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I don't see what the fucking problem is to begin with, but it's betting.
It's betting. It's definitely betting. But yeah, do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, if you want to bet on FanDuel.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah,
people make a shit ton of money off FanDuel.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Good for you.
Yeah.
There's some skill involved. I mean,
some.
Sure.
It's more than cards.
Same with a badass poker player. There's some skill involved.
Yeah, like the three of us sat around in the house just 30 minutes ago talking about our fantasy teams and like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm riding this defense out. I'm doing, you know, I'm switching the. Yeah, there's a lot of strategy involved to it, but at the end of the day, it's betting.
It is betting.
Yeah, I think that.
I see the chat line's going off.
Yeah, both Anthony and Derek are contributing. Derek says, "Shut the fuck down." Nah, man. Dude, yeah, Anthony's right. They're making way too much money to shut that shit down. Like, they're going to be like, ha ha, we'll pay you off. Is it really betting? Is there's like unfolding like lots of cash?
Oh, well. Politicians are like, oh, well.
Yeah, it is a game of skill.
It is a game of skill. Trump.
For sure. So how do we get, Jesus Christ. What do we draft?
Off topic.
Cornerback, I think it's a so, you know, none of us in this room think that we should fire Lovie. So,
no.
And
not yet.
Not yet. Somebody asked me, like, okay, who do we get? I'm like, you know, I'm a wait and see kind of guy. Let's wait and see what happens with this season. And then I'll say fire Lovie or don't fire Lovie.
You know, we're just halfway through the season. So we still have another half. If he bombs, get rid of him.
Let me ask you guys a question. How many losses can you realistically put on our defense? 100% on our defense.
Two. To this point?
Two.
To this point.
Easily two of them.
Can you pull up the schedule?
I will pull up the schedule, yeah.
Well, we lost to... Okay, the first game, I'd put that loss on
yeah,
the defense.
Tennessee, where you mean you couldn't have changed anything for the fucking rookie?
Even though Winston threw a pick six at first, I would still put that loss on the defense.
Agreed.
That was fucking deplorable.
Agreed. 100% agree.
We got Houston...
19-9 Texans. I don't think you could put that on the defense. They kept them close.
No, you can't put that on the defense.
If we can't put up more than 9 points...
Like, that was a total team loss.
I've got my hand in the air.
It was.
I've got one. I've got one. It's coming up.
I mean, show me a team that's won by 9 points. There's not many. It's like a 1-0 game in baseball. You're not going to win a lot of 1-0 games.
No, there's not going to be a lot of single digit wins.
Yeah, you're not going to win a lot of fucking 9-point games in the NFL.
Panthers put up 37.
Right, but that was the game that Jameis turned the ball over 4 times.
Yeah, remember those were.
One of them was a pick six.
Yeah,
I mean,
fair. And there was a freak play in that too.
When your defense is playing with a short field constantly, it's hard to be good.
Yeah, that freak fumble and went right into the guy's arms.
Yeah.
But the Redskins, 30 points.
Absolutely, that no question. I mean, that's on the defense. We
31 points. I should say
we blew a considerable.
That was you. That was you defense.
Yeah. Well, they're responsible for blowing the lead, but are they responsible for the loss?
Yes.
Did the offense not?
I'd say the offense had a fair part. No. You're right.
First and goal, and they couldn't score. They couldn't punch the ball in.
But
that's a good point. Well, we had a 24-0 lead.
We could have iced the game. The game would all been irrelevant.
How much time or what quarter was it when
what
we had a 24-0 lead?
Halftime.
It was halftime.
Yeah. I think it was halftime.
They might have scored right at the late.
Anywho. A 24-0 lead at any point in time game, you should have that game safe. Your defense should be able to give you, you should be able to spot your defense 24 points and say, hey, don't lose this.
Yeah, it was 24-7 at halftime. And then they scored 14 points in the third and then 10 points.
Yeah. 24-7 at half, yeah.
Yeah. I think, I understand, yeah. The defense did not make the stop on that on the Redskins when it mattered. And...
But, you know, you're right. It was a little bit of a team loss because we scored 6 points in the second half.
I'd feel comfortable putting that on the defense more so.
Agreed. Because it's more on the defense than the offense.
Look, you give up 24 points in the second half.
But
it's
the
like,
defense
come
also
on.
Scored a touchdown.
Yeah, I can't deny your statement, Nick.
Defense
you're exactly
also scored
right.
a touchdown in this game.
Right.
Yes.
And the offense had a chance to ice it, and it would have been over. I think that's a team loss.
It's a team loss. Yeah. And the Giants were a team loss.
I would say the Giants were more a team loss than the Redskins.
But the defense really... I think the thing here is...
But look at our two wins. The Saints had a chance to tie the game.
Three wins.
They could have tied. They could have tied the game. And... Oh, I'm saying two specific wins. The Saints could have tied the game. Defense stopped them. The Falcons could have drove down and kicked a field goal, and the defense stopped them. Grant, I mean, you could say what you want, but
you can.
Those two games still ended with the defense making a stop. A lot of people want to point, oh, where's the improvement? Gerald McCoy's not playing well. Lavonte David's not playing well.
I'd say Gerald McCoy's playing pretty well.
Fuck, Gerald McCoy is not playing like an all-pro.
He's not playing
elite.
Up to his paycheck, no, but he's not playing bad.
We fucking defended Jonathan in the offseason saying that he's not an elite a defensive tackle, and now he looks like an asshole because he's not. What is he doing that's elite in your mind? Nothing.
His Bentley's pretty elite.
Nothing.
His Bentley's pretty
no,
legitimate.
No, he's like, he's the win above replacement player. He's the guy that you compare the guys that do better than him to. he's the average player that you compare the WAR to. You know what I mean? That's what he is right now.
Right now, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think
he needs a defensive end to help him, in my opinion.
Jaquez Smith, he's got him.
He's done nothing since week two.
Our defense lacks a true leader. I don't think Gerald McCoy is the leader of the defense. And our defense lacks Not Levante David either.
Not Levante David, indeed.
Well, Nick, does that mean you want to take a break?
Yeah, we're on a break.
Yeah, let's take a. You want to take? Let's
take a little quick.
Are we done talking about the Bucks? What do you guys think?
Oh man!
Anybody other want to make any points about the Bucks?
I would like to make a point that I think this draft, arguably the best draft we've had in a very long time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I think it's the best draft since probably
Luck Griffin.
Yeah.
Luck Griffin.
Maybe. We'll really see. Don't know.
But yeah, it takes a couple years to pan out. I mean,
but okay. There's one more article I forgot to mention.
What's that?
Some asshole Giants fans tried to light the flag up one buck on fire.
Why? Well, what is it with people and wanting to light flags on fire here?
Well, you know,
Chris, did you hear about the lady that tried to light the American flag? Or it was like a lightning flag. She tried to light it on fire.
Detroit Red Wings fan.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Crazy ass.
You know, okay, so here's the point I wanted to make. And this is coming from somebody who went to the game against the Giants. And I've, of course, as many of the listeners here might have been to a lot of Rays Yankees games, a lot of games for the opposing fans to kind of take over our home stadium.
Oh, of course, we've all been there.
We've all been there. The thing that really annoys me is the attitude of the road fans. Like, I've been a road fan. I feel like I've made an effort to be as respectful as possible.
I'm gonna be respectful. This is in my house.
You don't get that from people. New York fans especially, but many other fans as well. You don't get that respect. We don't get the respect. There is a fan at the game, a Giants fan, who was two rows in front of us, for instance, who would just stand the entire time, even though everybody else was sitting. He would stand when Bucks fans would get angry at him. He would turn around and be like, "Well, I'm just trying to enjoy the game." There's a total fuck you attitude from road fans in general. Most road fans that take over the stadium, they have this fuck you attitude towards the home team fans. It's just a total lack of respect. This epitomizes that. A fan decided to try to burn the flag. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what an asshole move.
Yeah.
An asshole move.
Is it one of those, like, you know, win in Rome? Because it is Florida and we try and...
I think it's a lot of fans that watch the Giants win two Super Bowls in the last 5-10 years. And haven't seen the Bucks win a Super Bowl in a long time, so they've become Giants fans. I guarantee you, a lot of those fans have a Sapp jersey or an All Star jersey sitting in their fucking closet.
There was a lady in a Giants jersey as we were walking out the stadium. There was a lady in a Giants jersey. I was like, "All Tampa fans can lick my butthole."
You live in Tampa, you fucking cunt. Well, like, what are you? You're like, Jesus Christ!
What a terrible opinion to have of all your neighbors.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Do you like the Bucks? Lick my butthole, asshole.
They have this attitude that's like, "Well, fuck you for not rooting for my team. Fuck you for coming to the stadium and cheering on your home team." They have this, like, ridiculous attitude.
Dude, there's a guy I know. There's a guy on Twitter I know who's a Giants fan, but he's a Lightning and a Rays fan. I kind of asked him, like, "Hey, don't you hate when you go to Montreal games and there's all those Canadian fans there? Don't you hate when you go to the Yankees games and there are all those Yankee fans there? You know, that's you right now. That's
you're
you
that
when
guy.
You go, yeah, you're that guy that you fucking hate when you go to those other sporting events. You're that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't ever want to be that guy.
Boston fans too. I mean, it's not like I think it's honestly a little bit immature to be like, it's designated towards a specific area. I think it's this weird, like, attitude that road fans have, especially when there's a lot of them. Like, at this particular game...
Well, they get much ballsier when there's a pack.
There's a pack. There at least 50% was Giants fans at this game. And they just kind of
whatever. Thanks
for
spending your money, dickwads. Appreciate it.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I'm done. I'm done with the Bucks.
I'm done with the Bucks.
I said all I needed to say. I said more than I wanted to say, which, thank you, Chris. I mean, that was good.
Pull it out of us.
You pulled some shit out of us.
Good. Thank you.
So let's take a quick break. We'll reset, and then we'll talk about the Lightning, and we'll talk about the Rays.
Yep.
Audibletrial.com/shark, you motherfuckers. If you don't know what this is by now, you should just know it. Guys, they should know what audible trial is, right?
They really should.
They really should know what audible trial is. If you go to www.audibletrial.com/shark, you can get yourself a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial. Oh, my God. I don't know what a 30-day free trial means. I really don't. But I know that you can get a free audiobook for the price of free. A free. They don't call that a free audiobook for nothing. You can go and get 30 hours of content, like a $30 audiobook for free. It's how I read the entire Jim Dale narrated Harry Potter series. Jim Dale just... like sung me to sleep with his interpretations of the Harry Potter novels. You can go get The Grapes of Wrath. You can go get any classic book that you want. I find it that it's great for these long books that you just don't feel like reading. Oh my God, I gotta sign this book for class. It's a required reading. Well, you know what, motherfucker, you can go to audibletrial.com/shark. You can get a free audiobook right now. You can go get that book for free. Anything that's on your syllabus right now, you can probably get it for free. Killer Angels or Hospital Sketches by Louisa May Alcott or even Little Women. Go get those books. Go get any of those books. audibletrial.com/shark. They're free for you to take anywhere onto your Android, your iPod, your Kindle, or MP3 player. Those are your books to keep forever. So once again, if you didn't hear me the first or second time, that's audibletrial.com/shark. Go, Nick. Same thing you said before.
Did you love those commercials?
Yeah.
You know those F-150
personally, we hated them.
Truck commercials that are so annoying?
Yeah, you know? Dennis Leary's an asshole.
Fuck him.
Okay.
Right. That was a good recap.
Gotta get swifted.
Take your pan and your panties off. Shit on the floor.
Did you see that?
Love Rick and Morty.
Who? Alex Rodriguez. Did you see where Alex Rodriguez broke that that television?
Yes. Yeah, that was awesome. I hate him.
A-Rod.
He's going to retire and then come coach here. Watch. Be a strength coach.
He broke a fucking television on NFL on...
Are you serious?
Did you see this?
No, I have not seen
this. This is amazing.
Oh, I hate him so much.
He broke a television.
Well, please tell me we have this audio because watch.
Yeah, we got
the audio. They say fuck.
Fuck, yes. Let's see.
Yeah, this didn't get on the podcast.
Remember, they're dead.
Who's dead?
Those headphones.
Well, see if you can still hear it, Chris.
Okay.
Hi. So, doing the daily hit, please. Have a seat.
Oh, what is this? What is this horseshit?
We want to see if you still got the arm. You played quarterback in high school. That was a long time
ago. It's been over 20 years. I'll give it a shot.
We got Jake Glazer on the other side. Can you hit him?
Nice.
Oh! That's going to be great.
Why do we know he's still got strength in the arm?
Wait.
Straight hand down on one knee.
Wait, this wasn't the one we saw.
Jake Glazer on the other side.
The one we saw, they go, fuck!
Oh, shit, hold on. Wait.
YouTube it. Just YouTube it.
NFL Sunday, Alex Rodriguez. Yeah, because Michael Strahan clearly goes, fuck it! in the broadcast.
It's hilarious.
Is this it?
And was it like live?
It was live, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You still got the arm. You played quarterback in high school. That was... a long time.
It's been over 20 years. I'm giving it a shot.
We got Jake Glazer on the other side. Can you hit him?
Nice pass.
Nice.
Yeah, good pass. Jake Glazer is so fucking...
Why do we know he's still got strength in the arm? That's what I thought.
Listen closely.
Somebody told him. Well, thanks a lot. Have fun with the baseball, guys. That's all we can say. Welcome. Alex, you know that...
There it was.
Fuck him.
Right? He says, fuck him. Like, what is... like, seriously, do you hear that? What does Michael Strahan say right here? He says, fuck him.
Well, thanks a lot. Have fun with the baseball, guys. That's all we can say. Welcome.
Fuck him.
Oh, I think he might have said welcome.
No, he says, fuck him.
He says, fuck him.
Come on.
Do it again.
One more time. Hold on. Let's play
one more time.
Listen to it as welcome.
From when he breaks the TV.
There's an F. There's definitely an F.
We should have got somebody told him. Well, thanks a lot. Have fun with the baseball, guys. That's all we can say. Welcome. Alex, you know that.
Welcome.
It must have been welcome. Still, it sounded like fuck him. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
What are they going to do? They're Fox.
That's probably what he says. Fox is like, oh, he's just saying welcome. It's fine.
Fucking A-Rod, man.
Fucking A-Rod.
Fuck A-Rod.
You know what?
Fuck him.
What are you about to say?
I kind of like him.
Fuck you. Why do you like him? What is wrong with you?
Because he epitomizes what his he feels you... is going on everywhere anyway.
Yep. Everybody's cheating anyways.
He's the martyr.
We're all just jerking each other. I like Tom Brady.
Cheated.
I like Tom Brady. We're all jerking each other. Oh, Alex Rodriguez cheated. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Go fuck yourself. Like, how's this guy?
How's this guy any better?
No. They just found a better way to cheat. That's all. Steroid era isn't over. They just found better steroids. There you go.
That are not as easily detected.
Debate me. Somebody debate me. They're all doing steroids. Ben Zobrist, the fucking
at me, bitch. Man.
They're all
Ben
doing...
Zobrist is not doing steroids.
I guarantee you, Ben Zobrist is on some shit that's on the banned substance.
Only thing
list.
He's injecting is holy water.
Yeah. Guarantee it.
Yes.
Guarantee it. I'm telling you.
He's on the grace of kinda God, like, Kyle.
Hey, once Alex Rodriguez becomes a broadcaster, I'll get behind that guy.
You know who should be a broadcaster someday? Fucking Chris Archer.
Oh my God!
What
you see that?
Everything
badass.
Every time he subs in, it's like, oh well, look who knows what he's doing.
Dude, he is awesome.
He went on like Baseball Tonight, I think.
Easily my favorite Rays player. That's actually a good question. Who's your favorite Rays player?
Cobb.
It's gotta be Archer.
I love Cobb.
Archer.
Either Archer or Kiermaier.
Archer.
Which, speaking of Kiermaier, Gold Glove winner.
Gold Glove.
Congratulations. Gold you know what? Throw your glass up in the air for that.
All right. Cheers.
Because Kiermaier, that's well-deserved, in my opinion.
It absolutely is.
Apparently, he's known for like 2 months now. And had to keep it in, but like,
really?
he's sad
for Longoria.
Well, I guess a lot of Blue Jay fans are upset because Kevin Pillar didn't win which I don't understand. Like, Kevin Pillar statistically wasn't even near Kevin Kiermaier in the amount of runs that he saved or the amount of runs that he prevented from happening. Like, go fuck yourselves. Like, Kevin Pillar.
Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, just because you got to the fucking ALCS, like,
yeah, just
because
you lasted long, it doesn't mean your guy's better, assholes. Yeah.
Kevin Pillar, like, by all intents and purposes, Kevin Pillar is a great
outfielder.
There it
goes again, all intents and purposes.
Great outfielder, but you know what? Doesn't deserve it.
Did Donaldson win for third base?
Who the fuck cares?
No, it wasn't Donaldson.
It wasn't Longoria.
No, it wasn't. I actually can't remember. Anthony, who was it?
Yeah, who was it?
Who was it, Anthony?
Tell us. Machado.
Machado.
Thanks, Anthony.
Manny Machado.
God, it's like fucking
Machado.
Having God on Google.
Yeah, really.
I love this guy, man.
Our survey says this. Anthony says.
Dude, Anthony's a great guy. Like, follow him on Twitter. Strike Twice TB.
Yeah, he's a good follow.
Or follow him at Sunbelt. He's got a podcast, yeah. A Sunbelt podcast.
He had a quote today that was really rather funny. He goes, "What's wrong with me? My hockey team sucks. That's why." Like
the lightning. All right, let's get this over with. Bad Band-Aid.
Real quick. So Rob Manfred came out this week and said that he does think that Tampa Bay is a viable market for baseball. I don't know the exact
way to be broad, asshole. Well, I feel like the Tampa Bay area can totally support a thing it already has.
He says he believes in Tampa Bay is what he said, and that his view reflected those of Stu Sternberg. He said, "I believe that Tampa Bay and St. Petersburg are viable major league market with the right facility," Manfred said at the GM meetings.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Reported by the Tampa Bay Times, a January deal is expected to allow the Rays to look around Tampa Bay area for a new stadium. I think we're very close to having a new stadium. I think we're maybe a year to a year and a half away from a new stadium being somewhere. The Rays, I think this is here's what's about to happen. The city council of St. Petersburg is going to vote to allow the Rays to look somewhere in Hillsborough County. The Rays will find their place in Hillsborough County.
Somewhere
in Hillsborough County. They will find their place. Then comes the financing. And that's going to be another year to year and a half battle of who is going to pay for the stadium in this area.
We're 5 years away from any kind of groundbreaking.
I think 5 years is fair.
Hey, but can you clarify for me? There's a deal expected in January to go down? So, I've not heard of this.
So if you didn't listen to when Noah Pransky was on the podcast, basically...
Which is a good, honestly, it's one of my most recent favorite ones.
Basically, Wingate Newton, who was one of the swing votes for the city council of St. Petersburg for the Kreisman deal, was recently reached his term limit for the city council. His brother Will Newton ran for re-election, and Lisa Wheeler Brown, I believe it's Lisa Wheeler Brown, ran against him. She won. She is in favor of the Rick Kreisman deal that would allow the Rays to pay $2 million for every year that they vacate the Tropicana Field property. And I believe there's a little bit more to it than that. I'm not doing it justice. If you want to know more, just go to the Shadow of the Stadium blog and check out his.
That's a good place to check information out anyway.
But essentially, she is the swing vote. So Wingate Newton is out. Lisa Wheeler Brown is in. She represents the vote that would allow the Rays to. Or that would allow the city council to accept the Rick Kreisman deal and allow the Rays to start looking in Tampa. That's what that means. Basically, that in January, they expect the city council to vote yes. The Rays are allowed to look in Tampa, and if they vacate St. Petersburg, they'll be responsible for
$2 million a year, $2.5 million a year.
To St. Petersburg for every year that until 2026.
I heard if it was immediately, it would be $5 million a year.
I don't know that to be true, but I just know that the $2 million thing is...
Well, this is word of the Bay, and what I say is true is true. Okay. So.
Fair enough. So that's what we're looking at. So they're expecting once the city council votes on this in January that this vote will get passed, the Kreisman deal will get passed because of Wheeler Brown.
I agree. I do feel like that's the overall thought process.
Any city council member that flip-flops on this, it'll be basically like political suicide. I mean, what was wrong with it then?
Why is it bad now?
Yeah, why is it bad now? So you're going to see the Rays be able to look at places in Tampa and St. Petersburg as well. I mean, they're finally going to be able to find
their outside, spot. Maybe there's better places in St. Pete. It's just not downtown.
Dog track. Fuck that shit.
I say tear dog. It down. Yeah, fucking dog track.
They're building the Gandy
it's
Bridge.
It's a great parking lot anyway.
Except
I
for Robert.
I live across the street.
Except for Robert.
Whatever.
Who's going to get him a job. Sorry, Robert.
We'll build it on top.
Yeah. Or keep the poker lounge.
They can keep the poker lounge.
Yeah, keep them, yeah. Then.
They have little Rays themed poker cards on the back. You can do that.
Yeah, I think the dog track, at least that. When have you ever seen that parking lot full ever?
Never.
When I was a kid, it was still never full.
Yeah, never.
It was in Ocean's 11.
Derby Lane just needs to get
it
up.
It was empty in that, too.
Just do something to that and put the stadium there. Or Toy Town. I think Toy Town would be also a good place for it. I think Toy Town is a good compromise of St. Petersburg to Tampa. That's not too far for Tampa.
That's what Derby is. Yeah. It's a great compromise.
Yeah, it's a great compromise. I think Ybor, as Steve Dumek says, is a fucking joke. You're full of shit.
No, we don't need that there.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot. It's already a nightmare to go to Ybor, a city as it is.
Yeah, unless you live there, and then it's fun.
First of all, you got to find parking. Second of all, I might get fucking stabbed or shot.
That's how most people feel about going down to downtown St. Petersburg, though.
What? Don't you ever say that about me.
you live there, Kyle. How's that?
You're right. Yeah, you're fucking right. Yeah, what can I say? Okay, fair enough. Yeah, okay.
So the Lightning. Jesus.
I watched
Vasilevskiy gave up one of the softest goals I've ever seen as a Lightning fan. God damn it.
Let's look up some highlights.
We just look so inept.
I went to a game.
Well, Palat's out for 3 to 5 weeks.
Which is better than I expected.
That. Yeah, I thought it was much worse.
When the injury happened, I was like, oh, fuck.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. He's gone. Season's over. Let's call it a day.
But I just... We seem to be letting the other team dictate our style of play, and whenever the Lightning don't play their style, we can't win.
We just come out so slow.
Which I know it sounds like a stupid coach talk. They played their style, we didn't play ours. But it's for so many different. Every time I watch the Lightning play, it seems like we adopted their style and they're better at it. Look at that. Look, we're chasing. And there's a goal. Fuck.
I think. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Anthony,
go ahead,
Nick.
I'm going to pull up the chat bar for this because Anthony's going to be like, bing!
Oh, it'll come up. The teams that go to the final, I mean, they typically start slow. I mean, Chicago is having their struggle. And I still think, I mean, maybe we're beating a dead horse at this point, but I still think that it's still so fucking early. And
there's so much hockey left. So much hockey left.
Yeah. I think they're just a team learning how to play with the fucking...
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what it is. I feel like the Lightning are... I think they're trying to very, very hard to try to escape last year's shadow.
Like, you know, Cooper's been asked, like, well, what would you shuffle about the lines if they worked so well last year? And it's like, this is, you know, this is this year, not last year. So he answered, he said that a couple times in his press conference. He's like, this is this year, not last year. I'm not worried about last year. You know, we got to focus on this year. It just sucks. It's
still early.
It's so early. I mean, we're 7-8. And I'm probably going to that Buffalo game tomorrow night.
Just make the,
might
make
drop
the
by Sticks of Fire and say hi.
We play Buffalo again?
No, I take it back. Not Buffalo. Calgary.
So how many we're playing Calgary. Times do we play Buffalo?
Well, no, we're playing Calgary tomorrow night.
And I might, yeah, the Flames. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I might right. I might stop by Sticks of Fire.
Go to 207. Say hi to fucking, what's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
307, right? 307. Scott.
Scott. Scott, fucking.
Dude, you ventured off into last name land. Why would you do that?
Valia. He's Vanilla. Scott Vanilla from at Six of Fire TB.
Whatever. Scott, I appreciate your, you being on the show. I'm going to come say hi to you. If you're listening, that's great. Thank you.
Let's have a bro night. Anthony, the three of us in the
Jesse's
room,
going with us, Jonathan. So she can totally have a bro.
No,
bro.
Not tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying eventually.
When? After my wedding? Or on the honeymoon?
On the honeymoon. Let's all bro out and go bro into a hockey game.
Oh, I agree. We'll do that's a perfect bro out night because you can get grilled meat, you can get sausage, kielbasa, everything in the stadium. They have poutine now.
I tell you what, man.
Fuck yeah.
You can get that old sausage there at the Tampa Bay Arena.
Or
I love that old sausage there.
Or we
man.
Can meet up early and go to Wing House and then go to the stadium.
Tampa Bay Lightning are starting slow. When I was a coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers there, man.
Tortorella had me come on the ice and told me, hey, tackle that guy.
We started slow 1 year. They almost ran my ass down Del Mabry, man. I tell you what.
Let's go, Lightning. That guy's... that's the voice of... I love the PA announcer.
Yeah. Who? What?
The PA announcer for the Emily Arena.
Lightning goal!
Scored by...
That was really
Nikita
good.
Nikita Kucherov. Yeah, I like that.
Bam, bam.
You been thunderstruck.
Yeah.
Who's the bottom of number 91? Steven Stamkos. Bam, bam.
That was last year.
Yeah, was,
ooh.
What do you think, Chris? Are you following the whole Stamkos thing?
Not really. Not
I think
really.
He's going to be a Maple Leaf next
no,
year.
No, shut up.
Going to be playing Maple Leaf.
God, it's bad enough I have to hear from all the idiots, not
we'll
you
be
too.
Going Tyler Johnson.
Well, I'm going to already do that because he's a good player.
Telling you.
Poor Maple Leafs. Why would he leave?
Hometown team.
He's not going to get more money.
Yes, he will.
No. Why?
He will get so much Canadian pussy and money. He'll be drowning in syrup. That's both a metaphor and literal. He'll be drowning himself.
Anthony has said that. Oh, let me just bring up this picture for you. Look at this gentleman. That is a young Stephen Stamkos. I would like you to note what jersey he is wearing and what is on the front of his jersey.
It is
a Maple Leaf.
He is also 8 years old.
And did not make a decision on his uniform then.
Yeah. You know, I honestly believe that, like, Vinick is such that he's going to be like, you got to sign this guy. You got to sign this guy for sure. I will not have my team be made a fool of by losing my star player to Toronto. You will be signing this guy. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, we're going to lose head. Shut up.
Who's the fucking man? Eiserman's the man. I don't know much about the Lightning, but I know Eiserman's the motherfucking man.
I've said this
and
before.
Martin St. Louis deal?
Money.
We feel good about that now, aren't we?
You know,
if we let Stamkos go, then Eiserman's know what he's doing.
Think about what we could get for him.
If he's not signed by the break, he will be traded.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Nice. We'll get something out of that.
I'll take that.
He's not just gonna leave and that's it.
Yeah. We're not
gonna Crawford that shit.
Yeah, we're not gonna Crawford him.
Ain't gonna Crawford him.
If he does the Crawford thing, then what?
We hate Toronto even more. But what if he goes up there?
Happen.
What if he goes up there and is the best player for the worst team in the league?
Hey, Chris, I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Okay.
So let's. Yeah. I want to switch gears real quick.
Okay.
What were your personal feelings on the Cubs in the playoffs this year?
Dude, I was super torn.
Were you? Super torn.
Part of me wanted them to do well because I sympathize with their curse situation. I think if the Cubs do well, like you kind of want to see the Cubs in the World Series because that's interesting. It gives you a reason to want to watch
the
World Series.
Back to the Future thing.
I agree.
Back to the Future thing. And I'm a Madden fan. Like, I still love the guy. At the same time, kind of hard to watch Madden go off his first season, win with the Cubs. Dude, they have a dynasty going. They're going to win. There's like no question in my mind.
Especially if they're
going to win.
They're going to have to price pretty hardcore.
Oh, man. They're going to definitely win it in the
next few
years.
Price is
going to
play for Madden again.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, yeah, for sure. I don't know, man. It's going to happen anyway, so just deal with it, Rays fan.
Fuck up!
Deal with it, Rays
fan.
Him.
Fuck it.
Fuck him.
You're going to take it, Rays fan. You're going to like it.
No, price.
You're going to like it. Can we talk about... Okay, can we talk about the Rays?
What about the Rays?
What about them?
When are they going to win the World Series?
Never.
Don't say that.
Never.
We just got Logan Morrison.
Oh, yeah, that guy was good 3 years ago.
Ooh, wait. Hold on. What about fucking
and Miller.
Brad Miller. He's a shortstop. That's all I can say about him.
A lot of potential.
You know how I said Jared McCoy was the wins above replacement guy? Brad Miller is the wins above replacement guy for fucking shortstop. He's the replacement player.
So are we just writing off Hak-Ju Lee? Is he dead to us?
He's cut. He's not even on the team anymore.
What?
He's not even in the organization. Look that shit up. The Rays cut him like in the season, during the
season.
What
a useless person. We should just deport him. Your work visa is over. Done. Bye.
I don't know who he's playing for. It's
he
not
was
us.
The hidden gem of the fucking Garza deal.
He was.
Yeah.
Well, in reality, Archer turned out to be the hidden gem.
You're right.
In reality.
Yeah. And Odorizzi as well.
And Odorizzi.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who would have known? Right.
No. Odorizzi was the Shields.
Was
trade.
The Shields? Odorizzi and Myers.
Odorizzi and Myers.
And now Myers appears to be not that well. He
played
injury.
Well, but he was injured for pretty much the entire season. He's still a piece of shit.
And then we got Rod with Steven Souza Jr. But that's another thing.
I'm a Souza fan. Souza.
Still says he's in the system.
Dude, Souza's gonna figure it out, man.
No,
Chris, we gotta go to more Rays games together. I used to go to race games with you all the time. We had our
Chris, I taught you the way of the race.
Mr. Davis is. Mr. Davis is a very wise baseball mate at a game.
I miss that.
He's always somebody you can bounce something off of, and he's like, he probably knows it.
Or just miss having the
I
dumb.
I appreciate that, Nick.
I miss having the dumb chance for every player.
Like, I love my dumb chance.
When we had the BJ up, the BJ Upton.
Yeah, I miss that guy.
When we had the fucking. Who was the guy that threw the Vulcan strike? Who did the Vulcan strike?
Fuck, I can't remember.
Oh god,
Vulcan strike. Yeah,
nah.
good times, man.
You got to make it fun when you're down at the trop.
It's bad. It's a bad. We're in a bad way right now for the Rays.
Right?
For Tampa Bay fans. Bucks, Lightning, and Rays.
Hey now. Don't say it's over.
Bucks, I
pretty poopy right now.
Bucks, I would say maybe. Maybe
Bucks are pretty poopy right now.
But there's reason to be optimistic about our offense. Yeah. The Rays? I think the Rays just had a shit run of it last year. I mean,
look at the injuries, man.
First
Cobb,
season.
Are you kidding me?
Not a bad first season for a manager, honestly. Not a bad first season.
Yeah, Drew Smiley, Alex Cobb. James Loney for the first 2 months of the season.
By the way, here Loney's getting some tugs on the free agent, or not the free agent, the trade block.
I think you got to trade him for sure.
Yeah, get rid of him. Get rid of him.
We're not going to pay him $8 million. He's gone.
What's his name? But I hear we're also going to be on the hook for some of his salary.
Well, Loney's got to be gone because we got to, you know, I think Mikey Matuk is going to make the opening day roster next year.
Who's the other guy? Dan? Who's the other first baseman? Something? Danielson?
Dan Johnson?
There's Richie Schaefer.
Richie Schaefer. That's who I'm thinking of.
Well, Richie Schaefer is a third baseman more.
But you play the corners.
Anthony said something to us here.
Some Carnes hate going on. Carnes wasn't bad.
Yeah, I have to see Carnes. I like Carnes brought.
It wasn't great.
See, I agree with Anthony. Souza kind of blows.
Okay, well, all right, let's talk about the trade here.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a good trade?
I think it's a good trade. Yeah.
I think it's a good trade.
Bye, Carnes.
Okay, because Yunel Escobar is gone. Like, we're not going to resign Yunel Escobar. He's going to go get
Yunel Escobar.
Money.
He's been gone, bro.
Yunel Escobar is the third baseman for the Washington Nationals.
Cabrera.
I'm sorry.
Still got 2013.
Sorry, I was holding 2013 in my head. Cabrera. Astrubo Cabrera is gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. He's going to go get his money because he had a great season. He had a great second half of the season this year.
You know what? I read on the Mariners blog. So the Rays, we got D-Rays Bay, which I recommend. It's fucking awesome. The Mariners version of that. The people that follow that blog religiously
Poopy Pooperton blog.
Believe that Brad Miller is not just a future star. They believe he is a future superstar.
Brad Miller? Really?
Brad Miller. I don't get it. I'm not saying I haven't even looked into it, but Mariners fans loved the guy. They thought he was going to be a superstar.
We've got him under control till
they hated the trade.
2019.
Oh, really?
If the Mariners fans hated the trade,
then maybe there's something to this.
Fans hated the trade.
I don't like that we got rid of Boog Powell. I think I liked.
He was single A, though.
He was single A, but Boog Powell had.
We need to win now. We need to win now.
No, we don't need to win now.
Wish we need to win now.
His numbers aren't bad at all, as Anthony just said. His numbers aren't bad. I mean, he is like a slightly above average shortstop. I don't know what his defensive numbers are like, but he's a good shortstop from what I see. And then who else did we get? Danny Farquhar?
By Lord Farquhar.
And Logan Morrison.
Logan Morrison has hit over 20 home runs.
According to D-Rays Bay, the same goes for Logan Morrison, only without all the upside. Steamer projects him to be a league average at bat premium position of first base.
I would, normally I would say this is a fine trade. There's nothing wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with the trade.
No, I like the trade.
Yeah, it's a good
trade. I like the trade.
It's a good trade. But here's the problem. This is going to be like the only thing that the Rays really do. They're going to go into the season next year and be like, Logan Morrison's our number three hitter, and Brad Miller's our leadoff guy.
I
hope you're right.
We might lose Loney too.
I think you have to add somebody onto the back end of that bullpen. I don't know who it is, but I think Boxberger maybe had a down year. I think Gomes has got to go, or just you got to do something with Gomes. What's up, Nick?
Well, I want to talk when you're done.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just about to say, we won't see Boxberger and McGee, but one of them is going to be gone by the end of this offseason.
Let me just say that. You think we're going to trade them?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Boxberger and McGee. No. Anthony says trade Boxy while he has value. No, you trade Boxy.
Anthony, you're my witness. Mark my words. I said one of them will be gone.
You go get a seventh inning reliever, somebody like that. I think that shores up the bullpen for. I think we overused the bullpen last year. I think that's the one the organization learned. Like pulling these dudes in the sixth inning, like consistently and taxing our bullpen like that. That's the downfall of Boxy and McGee. Like it wasn't they were shitty. It's just they were overworked.
I didn't say it was. No. But some team out there is going to see all the saves that Boxy had rather than the missed ones, and they're going to pay a high dollar for him, and we're going to get rid of him.
Our bullpen's going to be fine. What the fuck are we doing on offense?
Yeah, Hickey's going to be fine.
How are we going to hit the ball? Nothing. We're not going to do shit, and that's our problem every
year.
We
got to play our game. We can't.
We're going to lose.
We got Morrison. He's going to hit us.
We're never going to go out and sign like the big left-handed bat that's going to drive in all these runs. And
let's get rid of Archer. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Longoria, all right. Let's trade Longoria to the Angels.
You could maybe trade Cobb. He's a free.
He's going to be coming up soon.
He's got no value. He doesn't have the.
What we have left in him? I'm pretty sure all we have left in him is less than half of this season,
dude. No,
and the next season. That's it.
No,
that's it.
Oh, you mean contract wise?
Contract wise,
unless we sign him to something. But
we're
not
signing him.
We're not going to sign him. He's going to go to free agent.
I mean, for every pitcher, it goes like, your career is split into two distinct eras. It's like prior to Tommy John and after Tommy John.
Yep. And he's now going to be classified in the latter.
Yeah.
You think Matt Moore will be okay?
No.
Matt Moore will be fine, I think.
I think Matt Moore goes the way of Kazmir.
No,
I think
not at all.
We jettison him.
He finished strong, though.
No, I think this is the new era of pitching. In the Major League Baseball, eventually there's going to come a time where you're going to have Tommy John surgery and you're going to come back from it. Now, whoever can go back from it the best is the one who's going to be the best pitcher. I think Matt Moore has shown last year that he has found a way to pitch after his Tommy John surgery. So I think I have high expectations for him next year.
Anthony agrees with me. Moore looked better at the end of the year.
He did.
He actually looked quite dominant.
He found a way to win.
I would say quite dominant.
I think you're going to see Cobb come out and struggle a little bit until he finds a way to win post Tommy John surgery.
Anthony's absolutely right. Again. Biggest move we've had of this offseason is Hickey signing a 3-year extension.
Hickey. Fuck yeah. Cheers to Hickey.
I didn't know
that's our MVP right there, man.
Hickey.
I love Hickey. unsung Anthony, hero right there.
Yeah, call Anthony out for that one. He pointed that out, but that's a huge.
It's the same as those fucking jerk
Anthony
off
knows his shit.
Off topic here, though. Anthony's not our only listener, right?
No, we have.
I feel like we're giving Chappelle. Anthony all the love here.
Yeah,
Derek Chappelle,
but Derek doesn't know
Tampa Bay Rays too much. Well, yeah.
Plus, we have many listeners on the actual podcast, so thank you.
Thank all of our lovely listeners.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are lovely. I think. We can wrap it up from here.
All right.
Yeah. Nick, throw in some plugs.
I'd like to thank Audible for sponsoring us. Thank you, Audible. In a weird way, Amazon. Because if you go to www.sharkdropper.com, in the top, you have to disable cookies.
You got to disable AdBlock.
AdBlock.
If you have
to get them cookies.
Fuck books, says Anthony.
But if you have any Amazon shopping to do, if you go to our website first, it'll reroute you to Amazon. And any purchase you make, we get a little bit of. So if you're going to do that, do it anyway. It's a free way of helping us. So thank you. Another free way of helping us is going to iTunes and rate and review us. It takes 90 seconds. It's not that hard. And we sure do appreciate it. Thank you very much for everybody who already has. Make your friends do it. Poke them with sticks. That usually motivates my friends.
I'll jump in from here.
Yeah, do your thing, man.
Yeah, you can of course go to sharkdropper.com, www.sharkdropper.com. Nick and I do not only do this podcast, we do a lot of other podcasts. We have the Horror Play podcast where we rate and review scary video games.
That's
we have the Shark Dropper podcast featuring car dealership mogul Robbie Chicotti.
Ralphie Chicotti
from Chicotti Chrysler.
Hold on, wait. Don't tell him you messed up his name.
I don't tell him.
It's Ralphie. Ralphie Chicotti.
Ralphie Chicotti from Chicotti Chrysler on the Shark Dropper podcast this week. You can listen to the top five podcasts. We just ranked our top five fast food, 1 to 5. The Horror Play podcast. We're gonna do.
We already did that one.
We did the Halloween episode last episode. We're gonna do Outlast this week.
Oh, Outlast. That's a good one.
The DLC for Outlast. You have Snubbed. You have End of All Hope. You have Doppel Avenue Hurt. You have the Cop Doctors.
Paralyzed.
You have Paralyzed. You have so many podcasts.
There's lots of choices.
There's so many choices. Perhaps one day you'll have the Sunbelt podcast and the Oversell podcast, but we'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see, maybe.
But I'll say this much. There's going to be something for your fancy there.
Going to be something for your ear, hopefully. I don't know. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
Whoa.
Yeah, but.
Whoa.
Chris, where can people reach you at?
Where can people reach me at?
Yeah.
Shit, dog.
The Amber
Alert.
Ain't
damn nowhere.
Ain't damn nowhere. No Twitters.
You're like CD9s on Twitter.
I don't do shit on Twitter. Okay. You don't reach me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chris, you can reach him at the Amber Alert hotline. Somewhere.
Get a hold of me. I'll tell Chris stuff.
There's this boutique in like downtown St. Petersburg. It's called Zazu. And they've got this item that I want to purchase. It's a bathroom towel. It's a white bathroom towel with like a flowery print on it. And in the middle of the print, it says in big bold letters, "Fuck 'em."
Fuck 'em.
I want to buy that for my bathroom.
Just like Michael Strahan.
Yeah, fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em. All right, Chris. Thank you so much for coming on, man.
Dude, it's been an honor. Yeah. I really
appreciate it.
You'll have to come back maybe. Absolutely. A fill-in co-host whenever Jonathan can't come in.
And
come in.
Honestly, next time, I would agree with that because I feel like Chris, honestly, I could miss an episode. Chris could fill in for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Which you might have to because I'm going to be on a honeymoon this time next week.
This man's going to be married.
So, and in 2 weeks, I'm going to Texas.
So we might be calling you up to the big leagues here for a couple games.
Let me know, bro. Let me know. I'll be in South Africa in December.
Call to the big show. Ooh, that's going to be awesome.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Do you know who Dion Ward is?
No.
Di Antwoord.
Is it Di Antwoord? Yeah. I would say D because of like the German pronunciation.
Di Antwoord.
Okay, Di Antwoord. Let me...
We got to turn you on to that.
Stick around after the podcast. I'll show you some things.
I think you freaky and I like you a lot.
I think you freaky.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, well, fair enough. That was Word of the Bay for this week. I am Kyle.
I am Nick.
I am Chris.
We'll see you motherfuckers next week.
Bye.
off the target. T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark! Go! Go! Go!
The following podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.